Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Earlier today, I got a tweet from somebody who's like, "Hey man, what's your favorite beer?" I was like, that's a great 4th of July question. Maybe we'll answer it on the air. And then we started getting hit up, KT, with these kind of 4th of July questions, and you've wrangled them all in. So let's boogie, man. Why don't you bring these Tolo questions to the air and let's get them answered here on the 4th.
Let's start with Drew Borsellino.
Good
this
dude.
Comes at the heels of the hot dog eating championship that happened today.
Yeah.
If you could pick one food that you think you'd win at in an eating contest, what would it be? Now I already know what it is for me.
What is it?
Since you guys both said, mini tacos.
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay. Well, hold on, though. Where do mini tacos come from?
I don't know. You gotta make them.
Bigger tacos?
Like, why would, yeah, why didn't it just be a taco contest?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but then that.
KT, be, you're cheating, dude.
Well, having a taco contest could get messy. Because then you got.
I could eat a bunch of sliders.
People could be cheating and the meat could be falling out, you know? And yep. There's got to be a certain amount. You got a certain amount of meat that you have to get for it to qualify as a taco.
Yeah.
So it gets crunchy, falls apart, or if it's soft, some of the meat falls out. With mini tacos, it happens so quick, you're not going to lose anything that's in the middle. Therefore, judging the event is much easier. So
right.
I don't even think you could have a taco eating contest. I think you would have to have a mini taco eating contest.
Yep. I think that makes sense. Bite-sized tacos, you can just throw in your mouth and go, yum, 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 yum.
Yeah, because there's never enough,
mm-hmm.
You know, if you've ever experienced mini tacos.
Yeah, that's true. Shippy, why do you want to cram a bunch of sliders in your mouth?
I was just trying to cheat like KT. I could eat a bunch of chips.
Oh, dude, I could eat chips
with the dip.
A chip-eating contest is kind of awesome.
Chips and queso?
How do you determine the winner? Is it by the number of... Because chips are all different sizes.
Yeah.
So is it by the number...
Yeah, that's not really an exact science.
Is it like a weight? Like the first one who can knock out 3 pounds of chips?
Yeah, yeah. Dude, if you give me some garden salsa, sun chips, oh, man.
I think
I could murder some chips too, dude.
I think for me it would be a sashimi eating contest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you can eat that stuff so easily, and the rice, you wouldn't have the rice to kind of fill up your stomach. So I just let that thing just slither down my throat over and over. Just kind of splash some soy on it so you can get that salty taste, you know? And then just go to town. Woo!
And then afterwards, you just have to take a dump immediately, right? Isn't that how this works?
Yeah, pretty much.
The eating contest?
I'd like to win a coffee drinking contest.
Oh, why did they have those? You're just chugging it and burning your tongue, filling it back up?
While I'm sitting on the toilet.
Why would you be there?
That'd be a gross scene.
From Chance. I thought this was a good 4th of July question.
I like champs.
Chance.
How is it decided which segments are podcasted? Good July 4th question there.
That is a good. So it's basically what happens is, let's say it's a normal day and we're Ranger Day and we're getting off the air at 6:25 after talking to Jared, which we'll do today. We look at the clock, it's 6:24 and go, oh my God, has anybody done a tease? And I've already packed up all my computer and everything, and I've got my backpack on. and I've took my headphones off so I can't hear what's being broadcast. And so I'm getting ready to run to the car, and it's like, oh, Ben, is it your day or my day? All right, I'll go in there and you just do it right quick. And then you go, hey, Shippy and KT, if you guys could stay late and podcast these four segments, there's a few edits I would like you to make in there. Like I've stumbled on a word. Listen to the segment and find where I stumbled on the word and then make that edit and then get those out. I'm going to go enjoy a nice dinner with some friends. But you guys, make sure and get that handled.
And you
for
always
me.
Snapchat us pictures of your nice dinner while we're still podcasting.
Right.
Yeah, it's like 8 o'clock and we're still getting these tight edits.
Basically, it's like this.
That's why I have a hammock up here.
Basically, it's like this. We never podcast sports unless
it's an interview.
Unless it's an interview.
Or if it's really good sports.
Nah. But anytime we had fun or we farted or whatever, we'll podcast that.
Yeah.
Is that accurate? Because you're usually in charge of that, KT. How do you go about it?
I generally just do it. There are times when you guys will say, can we make sure we podcast that? But generally, I just do it without asking anyone. Right. I just kind of handle it.
A lot of times, I'll pull you aside and go, hey, man, I had a real funny line. Can you make sure and podcast that segment because I had one funny joke?
Yeah, right. And then I usually want to do two or three.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will go, man, why aren't you guys podcasting more? And I'm like, well, I understand wanting to get it out there, but then, like, then you're just going to cheat and not listen to the show.
Right.
So you need to listen from 3 to 7, and then...
Why are there so many people telling you what to do?
Well, I think they just want more. They want more effort, I guess. I don't know, man. I think it's because I have the build of someone who could be a pushover, because I'm so top-heavy.
You are. That's what I like about you. Shake it, girl.
Girl.
Whatever. Hold on. This is a pretty good... It's a pretty good text that came in. Shipey just became my favorite person on the show with his garden salsa sun chip take.
Yeah.
Good job, Shipey.
Hey, appreciate it, man.
Back to you. Thank you. I love you, too.
Okay.
Back to you, Kevin.
Next on the list. This comes from Calvin McCrary.
Okay. Writes for The Athletic.
Best tasting beer. Best beer or beer that you like to get drunk on.
Okay.
Beer you tell everyone is your favorite just to be cool.
All right. Those are great questions. So the first one, favorite beer, what was it? Tastiest
beer?
Best
tasting beer.
So that's difficult.
There's so many. It's going to be hard to pare this down.
I know, but I think the way to answer that question is what brewery consistently makes the best kind? Because there's so many different kinds of beer depending on the mood you're in. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I would say locally, I think Peticolis consistently makes the best tasting beer. Like whether it's, everybody knows their Velvet Hammer. And I'm not always in the mood for the Velvet Hammer. That's a pretty heavy red ale. But I love all their beers pretty much. Their Kolsch, the Golden Opportunity is great.
Oh, that is good.
They got various IPAs that they rotate out at different times. Right now, that hazy IPA they got right now is really good. They rolled out a Pilsner called Bicycle Pump it's been sold out for a while. That's excellent. But then as far as main, you know, breweries outside of Texas, there's two that stand out to me. One, I really like Ballast Point,
mm-hmm.
and I really like Bell's up in Michigan. And they have what is generally regarded as the best IPA in America, the Bell's Two Hearted. If you ever see that IPA, that's spectacular. And my wife used to hate IPAs, and I keep dragging her. I'd say dragging her. She likes going to these breweries, too. But she's starting to develop a little bit of a taste for IPAs, and she'll drink the Bell's Two Hearted.
Mm-hmm.
She acknowledges that's good. They have a mango habanero wheat ale that we've been drinking that's incredible. So Bell's and Ballast Point in terms of national beers, and then locally, I think Peticolis is the best brewery.
All right. Shippy, do you have any, like, what you think would be your, like, best tasting?
I really like the Blood and Honey.
Oh, from Revolver.
That's a good one right there.
I love the Blood and Honey.
I think that's a very popular beer.
Yeah.
I mean, it really, Revolver, they could easily just brand everything around that one beer because it was so good. And I think Blood and Honey are two things. The way they've branded it, the color of it, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
The orange, the gun head, all that stuff is cool.
Right.
I'm going to sit here and tell you something, guys. And you can just laugh at me if you want.
Can I guess?
Best tasting beer?
You like Dos Equis?
No, something has changed.
Okay.
I do love Dos Equis.
Yeah, you drink a lot of Dos Equis.
You know, and Dos Equis is kind of my overarching just thing I like to drink.
Yeah.
like overarching.
I've hung with
watching
you,
football Dos Equis.
Yeah. I've hung with you a million times where you're just sipping on a Dos Equis.
But Natural Light has come out with something called Natter Days.
Natter Days.
Really? Is it stupid crushable?
The best tasting beer to me right now. And again, this is a very fluid list.
I'll check that out.
Are you doing a bit or is you really?
I'm serious.
I want to try it. So
I didn't know this was a thing till I went out to the country to play some golf. Went out for a golf tournament out in the Olney area.
Natter Days are for the boys.
Did the Seymour two-man scramble. Guy had like five cases. Seymour. It's a strawberry lemonade flavored beer.
I'm out.
Strawberry lemonade?
Called Natter Days.
I don't know that I can do that.
I think you've never had one before.
Okay, you're right. I need to be more open-minded.
Yes, you do. It's delicious. Best tasting beer.
It's incredible.
Now, a lot of people crush them. Because it's still Natural Light. You know. But that's right now the best tasting beer to me.
Okay, all
right. Right now.
I've got one for you.
Okay.
And you can find it at Total Wine & More. There's a brewery out of Oklahoma called Rough Tail. I think it's called Rough Tail. But they have an IPA called Everything Rhymes with Orange.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
It's awesome. Someone texted this in, and I know you like it. You really like that Half-Life from Manhattan Project.
I absolutely love the Half-Life. Yeah, absolutely do. And I haven't tried. They've got a Key Lime beer that they're working on. They've got some cool stuff. They've got a Pina Colada IPA.
Word.
Which sounds pretty wild. But the next question from Calvin McCrary that came in this Pillow Q&A was, beer you like to get drunk on?
Dos Equis.
Dos Equis is rock solid. So I kind of get into this whole, I go through phases.
Same.
You know?
A lot of it has to do with the seasons.
Right. And so now when it's hot, I want a crushable beer or, you know, what they call a garage beer.
Yeah.
Dude, Ballast Point makes a little light lager. It's just, I think it's just generically called lager. I recognize it by the can. It's 99 calories. It's stupid crushable.
Mm-hmm.
I can just donk. You can drink like you're in high school again. I mean, just crushing these bad boys. I got there was a question about the beer you want to tell people you like to sound hip. So when wifey and I went to New York, we were at this really cool place in Brooklyn called Beer Wax, and it was, you know, my kind of music, hip hop music, soul and funk, DJ spinning, and then all these great beers on tap. And we were there on a Sunday night. And think about this. Think about a bartender at a place of business that's like, he found out we were in town and he's like, oh, you need to go to the other half. It's a brewery down the street. I think it's open for three. He told us to leave his place of business and go to this brewery. And we went. And it was one of the best breweries we've ever been to. We've been to breweries in Colorado, multiple cities, in Chicago, in Charlotte. That's our thing, dude. We go to breweries all the time. And this was as good as any place we've ever been. And they had an IPA called Double Cream Get the Honey. And my wife drank it, and that was when she started being more open-minded to IPAs. It was that good. So if I'm going to be a hipster guy and drop a load on you, what's your favorite beer? Oh, I like the Double Cream Get the Honey IPA from the other half in Brooklyn. That's my favorite.
Oh.
I don't know what you like, but that's what I always drink.
Oh, yes.
And I can't imagine you can find it here in Texas.
Sure.
But, dude, that was a really incredible beer drinking experience.
That's kind of how I feel about the Manhattan Project right now.
Because
they're trying a lot of new stuff, but you can't really find much of it in the store, and their tap room's not open yet.
Right.
So kind of like, oh, it's kind of the new thing, because I like their hazy IPA, and I was like, hey, this is great.
You can get that in a can.
And I followed them on social media, and I was like, hey, that's good. Yeah, that's in a can, the hazy IPA. But I was like, yeah, that's cool. That's kind of my, like, right now would be my, oh, yes, I'm, look how cool I am.
Right. Dude, I drink the Half-Life.
Honestly, Old Faithful for me,
my
complete go-to, it's Coors Light.
Yeah.
I don't
drink it all day.
I don't know the last time
I drink
20
of
Coors Light.
I drink 36 of them, like Travis.
I used to like Coors Light more than Miller. I think I switched to Miller, though, because Coors is too, like, carbonated. I burp too much when I drink Coors Light.
I couldn't even.
Coors?
I don't think I've had a Coors Light in 10 years.
Yeah.
I feel like I burp too much when I drink Miller.
Really?
Yeah.
We should get some, dude, experiment.
We should get some Coors. Yeah.
This dude is so right. The best beer to get drunk on is cold beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's mad.
It's all great, dude.
Bro.
It's all good. Oh, another thing I've been liking, though, is the Dogfish.
They're up from the
Sequench.
Northeast.
The Dogfish Sequench and the Community. Citra, what's it called?
Oh, the Citra Slice? Citra Slice,
Citra
I believe.
Yeah.
Is that not the Tups?
It's the Community.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Citra Slice.
Yeah. Yeah. There's multiple citrus here on the market.
And those are good July 4th questions from the Tolo on this edition of Tolo Q&A.
I feel fancy when I drink Stella Artois.
I do want to go
That's
ahead
good
and,
beer?
Oh, yeah. Stella's great.
Dude, I used to crush Amstel Light back in the day.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.